This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
The WBSC Blind Baseball International Cup is coming to the UK this week. Teams from across the globe will compete at Farnham Park in Buckinghamshire this weekend from Friday the 27th to Sunday the 29th of September. Joining me now from hosts Great Britain is Grant Malabar. Grant, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, mate. Yes, thank you for having me on.
Well, a hugely exciting weekend ahead for blind baseball in the UK. Tell us a bit about the tournament.
Yeah, so we're going down to Slough on Wednesday, with the tournament starting on Friday till Sunday. It's, you know, very exciting times. We've got nine countries who are competing, you know, coming from China, they're coming from America. So it's not, you know, not a short distance for them to be travelling. We're looking forward to it. We're excited, we're nervous. We know it's going to be hard. Italy are the favourites. They've, you know, they created the game 30, 40 years ago. And, you know, they've never been beaten. So we know it's going to be tough, but we're all really looking forward to it.
And how long have you been playing blind baseball, Grant?
So I started in early 2022. I started playing goalball in Manchester in a different blind sport. And then the club, you know, advertised baseball to me, blind baseball. So I went along and gave it a go. Initially, it was done indoors. It was during the winter, so the practice was indoors. I didn't really enjoy it, to be honest, which the coaches know and laugh about. But as soon as it went outside and where you had to go sort of running and sprinting around in blindfolds, that fear of running into brick walls in the sports hall obviously had gone. And that's when I really started to enjoy it and really took to it.
And what's it like representing Great Britain at big events like these?
I don't know, it's a mix of emotions, it's amazing, you know, it's sort of an honour, but it's just the players and the coaches you're representing you with, you know, that's, you know, the best thing about it, really. Everyone's so close as a team. You know, we've had a couple of tournaments now. We were in Italy last year for the European Championship, so this year we've had a couple of new players who've came along and been added to the squad, which is, you know, showing the growth of the game and better players coming through, but they've all came in, you know, being integrated seamlessly. Everyone gets on like a house on fire, and it's just, you know, it's amazing.
And how much of a difference do you hope that the home crowd will have on the games that you play this weekend?
Well, I hope so. They say that, don't they? And they go on about, you know, having the home crowd advantage, and I think we might need a little bit of that against some of the better teams. And you know, we've all got some family and friends coming along. We hope to see as many people from, you know, down Slough and the area come along and support us, and everyone from the baseball world. And hopefully, although they can't be cheering, you know, during the play, that boost whenever the ball's gone out, and, you know, strive us on to be better.
And in your day job, Grant, you work here at RNIB as a commercial operations executive. Is it hard to juggle, you know, representing your country, with success in baseball, with a full-time work?
It's okay. It's a lot of travelling. So I've just came back from Liverpool. I was there for the full weekend and got back about 9 o'clock last night. Weekend before that, we were in Manchester. So it's more just travelling on the weekends. We do some training locally during the week, but again, that's after work. So it is fine. It can be tiring, but you know, it's not 12 months of the year. It's a lot that happens during the summer months. You know, sort of April to September. Then after this weekend, I can have a bit of a relax and a bit of a chill out from it.
And there seem to be more and more blind baseball clubs and sessions popping up all over the country. Would you recommend listeners giving it a go?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, I started in Manchester. When I was living there initially for a different job. But I'm from the northeast. I'm from Hartlepool. So when I got the job for the RNIB, which is I'm a home worker, I moved back to Hartlepool where I'm from. So we didn't have a blind baseball session or a team in the northeast. So this year, luckily, myself, along with, you know, help from the coaches from GB Blind Baseball, we've set a club up in the northeast, the Hartlepool Monkeys Blind Baseball Team. And, you know, it's been amazing. We've had new players come who've never tried the game this year, and they've all, you know, really been enjoying it. Both, I suppose, the sport aspect of it, but also the community side. Coming along with, I suppose, vision impaired people who they may never have met before. Like myself, before I got involved in the VI sporting world, I didn't really know any other VI people. So having that community of builds, as along with, you know, the competitive nature of the sport, is it's amazing. So I highly recommend anyone out there listening who's never gave it a go to try and find a local club. I know there's not so many down south, which, you know, that's the aim now. It's to try and grow the game there. And I know the British Blind Sport Have a Go Days, the coaches try and go along to as many of them as possible to get, you know, the game shared down south. But absolutely, if you've never gave it a go, definitely do it.
We mentioned growth. Do you think that hosting an event like the International Cup in the UK can help to grow the sport more across the country?
We do hope so. I'm actually, so when it comes to normal baseball, I'm not so clued up, but we've been told it's the first international tournament that the British Baseball Federation have hosted for over 25 years in England and GB. So that in itself is amazing. But in terms of the blind sport, we hope that it's going to put more eyes on the sport, have more spectators, have more social media coverage, and just have a lot more exposure to VI people, to blind individuals, to, you know, show them what a new and up and coming sport this is, to get involved in it.
Tickets are available for all 3 days of the event. What's the best way to get them and support Team GB as well?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. It's British Blind Baseball B4B. So everything is getting put out on the Facebook. We've got all our player profiles on there, everything about our training sessions, but also the links to tickets. And also, I know that they were looking for volunteers, if anyone is interested, to help on the day, help on the event. Obviously, food and refreshments and all that will be available for anyone who wants to volunteer. So anything that you are looking for can be found on that page, but also on the British Baseball Federation's website as well.
Grant Malabar from the Great Britain Blind Baseball Team. We wish you the very best of luck this weekend at the Blind Baseball International Cup. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yes, thank you very much.